Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's called green onions. It's a great song. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're continuing my righteous indignation toward the new tax law. And if you remember, I've been consistent about this, folks. I'm coming up on a year, first warning and now dissecting it and showing you how inequitable the tax law is for you and me, small business owners. And so the last segment, I set up the what I'm telling you in, by talking about future headlines as the tax law plays out in the marketplace in the, what I'm calling this competitive dynamic. As the money actually lands in the marketplace, not on the brain, not on the tax return, but in the marketplace, it's going to create what I'm calling these future headlines. And the next one, the third one, is 2008 tracking as record year for consolidation. This is going to be in September. I'm saying, well, you'll see this headline in September. 2018 is tracking as a record year for consolidation. Here's the first paragraph. By the way, that's the headline, then I'm going to have a first paragraph of the article and then my commentary under that. The first paragraph says, for almost a decade, corporate America enjoyed cheap money as the Fed held rates at record lows, allowing consolidation within and across industries. With interest rates rising now, Fed assistance is being replaced by a much better source, the Tax Cut Jobs Act 40% corporate tax cut, and it's resulting in a record year for consolidation and acquisition, but in this case, without the debt. It's even better, right? Well, the impact on small businesses is that for 30 years, large businesses cut payroll and found efficiencies by outsourcing non-core competencies to small businesses like you and me. It's a good thing, but consolidation disrupts long-standing contacts and vendor-partner relationships small businesses worked hard to earn. Organic consolidation, the kind that happens naturally, is part of marketplace natural law. Contrived consolidation, arising from tax cut found money, produces unnatural and inequitable disruptions, and consolidation isn't the domain of big business. Small businesses have organic and strategic growth plans too. We too would rather, and we would rather not borrow money to acquire a competitor or to grow our business. We'd like that too, but we didn't get those tax cuts, so we either have to not grow, not consolidate, and if we do, we have to borrow the money. What's wrong with that picture? Here's my fourth headline from it'll be coming up in December, 2018. The coincidence that's disrupted Main Street retail forever. First paragraph. Large e-tailers increased their foothold on America's Main Street economy with the benefit of coincidental events. Two coincidental events. Number one, the historically unprecedented retreat from Main Street by dozens of legacy retailers like Sears and Macy's and all those guys, right? That's a real story. That really happened, right? It's happening right now. And number two, simultaneous with that, funds from the tax law cuts, 21st century firms like Amazon have moved into that mainstream vacuum that was what was left by Sears by deploying significantly new investment in digital leverage, including sexy and compelling e-commerce features from expanded big data and analytical resources. The big companies who got those tax cuts can invest in even more powerful digital leverage to take up the vacuum that was left by Sears and Macy's before small business owners can do that. So that's the impact. For generations, the prime advantage of large firms was scale and innovation, a bigger selection of new offerings widely distributed at low prices. For over a century, Sears Roebuck was a competitor to be reckoned with, but didn't render the small retail model obsolete. Well, that was then. This is now. In the digital age, scaling isn't just about more stuff, faster, and cheaper. Companies like Amazon spend less on physical assets and more on digital levers, like more and better algorithms that put the competitive dynamic, what I talked about earlier, it puts that competitive dynamic in an orbit difficult to obtain by small businesses. We don't have the capital to buy that level, that big of a lever. All of this that I just said is a market-based scenario, which small businesses understand and have learned to compete against. But when an inequitable tax cut disrupts the competitive dynamic, that's a clear violation of what surely should be the government's prime directive. Don't pick winners and losers. Small businesses don't begrudge big businesses of their tax cut. We really don't. But we're not children of a lesser God. We should be treated the same as any other business entity. When we want to give our people raises and bonuses, we want to be able to compete for in the same pool, straight up, with big companies with the same amount of money in our fist, relatively speaking, at least from benefits from the government, as big companies do. If we want to consolidate, we'd like to be able to do that with tax cuts and not borrow money. And if we're going to fill our end of the barbell, as I've talked about before, that was vacated by Sears and those other companies, we are at a disadvantage when the big e-tailers have all this new money to invest in technology that we don't have. It's difficult enough to compete as a small business without the government's thumb on the scale of the competitive dynamic. We're not children of a lesser God.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.